This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, things are looking up, boy. Look at this economy. It is booming. But not for all. Evil Laugh by Kevin Jackson of The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Oh, no. The economy is not booming for everybody. I find that very interesting. I find it rather humorous. I find it funny because of whom it is not working for. You want to know who it's not working for? The media. That's right, folks. The fake news media is suffering in this economy. Let me put it to you this way. Donald Trump's media is not doing bad. If I had, just to make clear here, if I had Trump media, if Donald Trump said, Kevin, when you run Trump media, I'm going to tweet. You get to put it up first, make all the stories you want out of it, and then, you know, we'll go from there. I would go, Mr. President, thank you very much, sir. I would salute and go, cha-ching, because I would be the largest media empire on the planet. Everybody would come to me first. Do you understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the manufacture of media? Donald Trump knows how to do it. He is a news creation machine. Think of it this way. If you had a factory, and whatever your widget is that you make, you don't even have to go buy the product. Donald Trump just says there's an endless supply. And it's free. It's him. It's what he tweets. It's what he says. It's what he does. He could say to me, Kevin, I'm about to go meet with Putin. When I come out, I'm going to give you one talking point from the meeting. You'll be the only one to get exclusive backstage access, a back door. Here's what Donald Trump said confidentially to Putin that he allowed us to tell you, blah, blah, blah. Come get it here. Can you imagine that with everything that he's doing? The other day, he stopped the entourage. The beast gets out and goes and shakes the hand of firefighters. It's big news for conservatives. Now, the left doesn't cover that. But Donald Trump could say, hey, Kev, I'm going to give you an audio of me meeting with Cohen talking about Stormy Daniels, an exclusive. When he does exclusives with Hannity, let me tell you what, the entire world watches it. Every other news outlet in the world watches that exclusive. That's the power of Donald Trump. Now, media jobs are down 23%. The number of employees working in the news media has declined 23% over the past decade, according to a Pew Research study released recently. The study found that 114,000 employees worked in the media industry, including newspapers, cable, radio, and broadcast in 2008. It fell by 23% to 88,000 people in 2017. Now, I'm going to stop there. I don't know whether this is a result of Donald Trump, that they lost, what is that, roughly 90,000. So 26,000 jobs since from 2008 to 2017. 26,000 jobs down. That is not a good trend line. Fake news media. How much is Donald Trump's branding of the media as fake news? How much of that do we have? Are they including the conservatives who got hit when Facebook and all those guys decided to restructure and crater our businesses? How many of those people are gone? Because I know quite a few. Donald Trump could put every conservative periodical on the map. Instantaneously. I don't know if he understands how much power he has. He could take the top, I would hope to be among them, but he could take the top five media outlets for conservatives and say, I'm going to give you exclusives on China, you on Russia, you on the Middle East, you on the UK, you on America. I'm going to give you, Kevin, exclusivity when I'm doing things with black folks or Latinos, minority. He could segment out the news feed everybody, and we would all be larger than the Huffington Post, CNN, and all of them within 2 years. I'm not even playing. If Donald Trump wanted to develop a strategy to go after the black audience, if he picked a news outlet, I mean, let's say he worked with, I'm gonna be self-serving. Let's say he worked with me and I covered these minority issues. I would get with BET, News One, all of them. Then I go to Telemundo and all of them, and I would say, okay, guys, I'm going to be getting exclusive news on what's going on in the black community. I'm going to feed you stuff. And they would, I mean, can you, I'm just saying, if we put this cabal together, can you even imagine? Who are you listening to right now? Kevin Jackson, that's right. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. Some of you are shaking your head going, you know what? Yeah, that kid is right. He's right. I know I'm right. Pew, citing data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, noted that 71,000 employees worked in the newspaper industry in 2008. 2017, nosedive, 39,000. So 32,000 jobs in the newspaper industry lost. I don't know where from. We talking little newspapers in small hometowns? We talking, big news? Some of this is a factor of the internet. There's a lot of factors. This isn't just Trump. But let me tell you, there's a reason. If I were looking at this from an industry standpoint, I'd be panicked. This is the reason why all these guys have shifted to online. I love getting the New York Times, hey, listen, for $2 a month, we will let you have access to our stuff. When I'm looking for an article, let's say it's Trump said this in Helsinki, and then the New York Times article comes up, and I get that message. I go, I ain't giving you a nickel. And then I go find it somewhere else. That's free. That's right. I ain't paying them a nickel. Wall Street Journal, they'll give you a piece of it to read. Here's the article. Here's a paragraph, two paragraphs. I get those two paragraphs, then I go find the article somewhere else. If it's a specifically written article, I don't even care. I'll figure it out. I'm not paying any of you a nickel. You can make the trend. Until you start doing it the right way, I'm done with you. And I believe many of you have said the same thing. They've lost clicks. I used to click on, Washington Post or Huffington Post or whatever. I don't click on their articles. It's rare. I see the clickbait. Hey, come over here. There's something good about Trump. And I go, oh, no, you're not fooling me. I just keep on moving. They said there's been a slight uptick in the digitally focused news jobs, but not enough to offset the overall bloodletting of newsroom jobs. They said since 2008, the number of digital native newsroom employees increased by 79% from 7,400 to 13,000. This increase of 6,000 jobs, however, falls far short of offsetting the 32,000 newsroom jobs that have been lost in the same period. We're winning, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Most of the news that we are discussing today, folks, is great news for us, great news for the country, in fact, great news for the world. The world is a safer place a year and a half post-Obama than it's been in over a decade. That's the truth. America is a better country right now than it has been in a decade. Unquestionably. And the left is going to fight us. I was talking to some friends of mine, and they were saying, Kevin, where's all this come from? And, you know, I got to tell you, sometimes it gets annoying because everywhere I go, that's what people want to talk about. Kevin, give me this, tell me. And to be honest with you, I'm no more of a sage in this other than I study it. But I'm no more of a sage in this than anybody else. I just an observant person. I'll get it out. Just hold your horses. I'm observant and pretty smart, logically thinking. And so I recognize things sometimes before you get it, but I don't think I see anything that's that profound. But I'm going to tell you something that's going on right now. So I'm looking for representation because I think it's time to notch things up to the next level. And I contacted a group that I had contacted 7 years ago. And the guy was like, well, I don't know, man, you know. And at the time, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I was ready. It's hard to say. I ended up getting the deal with Fox on my own, so I know I was ready in that respect. But anyway, this guy, I contact him. I go, hey, Mark, you know, we talked to each other back at this time, 2011. You know, here's what I sent you at the time. You know, it's kind of a primer. And he's like, oh, yeah, Kevin, I remember you. And so I gave him some options. I said, here's some things I'm looking to do, this, that, and the other. And here's what he says to me. He writes me back. He says, Kevin, I have a real problem representing a Trump supporter. I went, really? And he goes on to say, you know, anybody who would believe his lies, and he just goes on. And I went, wow. I said, because here's the deal with me. I don't have a problem with you being an Obama supporter, even though I didn't believe his lies. I said, I look at it as we have a job that, you know, if I'm looking for a person, and by the way, I'm not going to hire this guy, but I just want to understand what you go through. So I said, look, that's the difference between you and me. I'm not going to let a stranger determine what my relationship's going to be with you. You and I know each other, you know, to a point. We met 7 years ago and talked this out, and you decided you didn't want to do it. I wasn't big enough at the time. Now, apparently, I am. And you say, well, you're a Trump supporter. Okay, so you were happy when it was the time of Obama and you could represent me because you were on the, quote, winning team. But now that I'm on the winning team, you can't represent me. What did I do? What do I have to do with Donald Trump? Any more than what did you have to do with Barack Obama? Nothing. But you, theoretically, you've met me, we've communicated, you've never done this with Barack Obama, but you're siding with him. Is that the way you pick your friends? Is that the way you rule your life? So I just let this guy have it. I'm like, look, man, first of all, I'm not just a Trump supporter. I'm a pragmatist. If Trump screws up, I will tell you he screwed up. The same way I tell you that Obama screwed up. And you can be as big of an Obama fan as you want. But I'm a black man that has to experience what he does. And he has done a lot to not make it good for black folks in America. Now, if you can match me on that, this is in Italian, I'm going, let's go toe-to-toe on it. But the fact is, I'm not looking at you going, well, listen, do you philosophically believe in Donald Trump? Because if you don't, you can't represent me. Your job is to represent me to the best of your ability based on my abilities. And if we're friends, do it. Do your job. So he goes, and you're right. I go, I know I'm right. I'm sick of you lefties. Every time something doesn't go your way, well, I'm not going to help you because this guy that I don't even know that ruined it for black people, that ruined it for everybody, but I believe in his ideology. Well, screw you. This is the way you do things. This is the way we're supposed to get along. Anyway, I have these conversations all the time. And I'm telling you, this dude is the VP of one of the largest entertainment companies on the planet. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm not. I gave him both barrels. And you know what he did? He said, man, you're right. He says, let's talk about it. Now, I don't know if they're going to go with me. Don't know, don't care. But I told him, whether you choose at this point to go with me or not doesn't matter to me. Because I'm going to make it. I'm going to do whatever it is I've set my mind to do. I believe it's God's will, and I'll make it happen, with or without you. But understand this. I have no less respect for you than when I first sent the message and said, hey, do you want to reconvene on this conversation? And you wrote back, yes, you do. So there we are. And understanding that, by the way, I said he's Italian. He's a Jewish guy. I'm like, this dude is a New York Jew. What do you think? Am I naive? Do I think that he might be a conservative? I know he's a freaking liberal. That's all that is up there. But it doesn't matter. He's over one of the top entertainment companies in the industry. If you can help me, great. If you can't, shake hands and we move on, bro. No big deal. Hey. Jeez, man. These dogmatic, you're for Trump, I can't represent you. And you, let me tell you, that happens so often. So often. If Trump screws up, watch how much I'm for him. If Donald Trump goes, you know what, I think we do need to be lax on immigration, I'm not going to build the wall, you know, I think that we do need to raise corporate taxes, I was probably a little hasty, I don't think we need to be dealing with trade, I would be like, what the heck happened to this clown? That's what I would say. Where does this come from? We've allowed a culture where guys like my buddy Mark, my acquaintance Mark, dictate what's going to happen in your life, the life of your children. These leftist professors aren't going to let your kids out of college with good grades unless they have succumbed to leftism. Is that what you want? Gaia tweeted this. He says, how to college like a liberal. One, go to college. Two, accumulate debt. Three, pick a stupid major. Four, graduate with that useless degree. Five, play the victim. Six, blame society. Seven, vote Democrat. It's difficult to argue with that logic because that is the cycle. And I've talked about this. I said, given a chance all over again. Now, I didn't, you know, I was a scholarship kid. But for you folks that are saving up all this money for your children's educations, given a chance, what do you think about saying, hey, son or daughter, I'm going to accumulate $250,000 for your education. You can spend it in college or you can spend it in a career. In other words, I'll start you out in a business of your choice. Now, here's what I suggest. If you're going to do the business of your choice, you go to a correspondence school. You know, if you want to be a carpenter, I'm going to get you the carpenter's apprentice and you're going to learn how to do it. Then we'll start your business if you've got the right idea. If you want to be a welder, whatever it is. But I'll give you this money as a start. Or if you want to be in business, you know, get the least expensive business degree you can and maybe have $200,000 left over, $150,000 to start your business. Or have $150,000 as you learn a business. In other words, get through college as cheaply as you can and I'll put this money away. That's what I would say to my kid. Oh, Kevin, if they go to Harvard, they'll have all these connections, which means they'll probably end up being crooks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a Procure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a Procure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized Procure dealer or ProcureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with insider trading today
related to an Australian biotechnology company. Jeff Berman is the attorney for the Southern District of New York. He explains the charges against Collins.
Congressman Collins was told some confidential and highly sensitive information about Innate, information that was not yet made public.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call. Mike Allen is a political reporter with Axios Politics. He boils down now what basically every election is about.
Every election is a Trump election. And, Dana, the funny thing about this is both sides think that this works for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joining me right now, Avery Freeman, a civil rights attorney and law professor in Cleveland. Good to see you. And Richard Herman, a New York criminal defense attorney and law professor, joining us from Las Vegas. Good to see you. Okay, so Richard, let me begin with you. You know, the White House and the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, quickly pouncing on this, saying it's merely the president's opinion. But when the opinion comes from the president, is it also an order?
Fred, this is an unhinged individual who's feeling the pressure of a very professional criminal investigation closing in and around him. And if you like titles and you practice federal law, there's no doubt in my mind, whether we know he can be indicted or not, he is the target in this investigation, Fred. He is, and he knows it. And it's getting closer and closer. But we've been told by Sean Spicer and by Sarah Huckabee and other people in the administration, his tweets are pronouncements by the president. They are official statements, official statements. And, Fred, they go to his state of mind. So any one tweet in particular may not in and of itself be a crime, but when you look at it and you look at him directing and telling Sessions to stop the investigation, stop the investigation, Fred, that is when the president tells someone you should stop the investigation. Forget about the fact that Sessions can't do it because he recused himself.
Way far afield,
no, we're not. You got to focus. Focus.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Man. The unhinged are telling you who they are they not? The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Unhinged. This is a guy that's claiming that Donald Trump, he's feeling the pressure. They're closing in. The walls are closing in all around Donald Trump. Woohoo! Mueller investigation. Let me tell you something. Mueller investigation is unofficially over. The left know it. It's unofficially over. It is done. And Donald Trump is saying, look, I'm going to move about the country, about the world. I'm going to work on behalf of the American citizen. You keep your snipe hunt up. But when it's all said and done, you guys are going down, down, down. I already talked about it. And we will until it's over. I've given you my opinion. I will continue to do so until it's over. Carl, I'm waiting on you, brother. I know you're listening to me. Carl called in, sent me a note saying, Kevin, nothing's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Carl, wait it out. Wait it out, bro. It's going to happen. I feel like it's going to happen quicker, and we'll get into that more It depends on. Maybe we'll get into it. I mean, I know we'll get into it more because it's tough not to talk about it in some context. This is a CNN. The guy we're talking about is Herman. He's a pundit. He's a professor and a lawyer. And obviously an avid leftist who can't see the big picture. I mean, look, I wouldn't forgive Trump. I wouldn't say, boy, Trump, you know, we've got this great economy. He's done all these great things, but I'm going to let him get away with these things if he had done, for example, all the things that we're accusing the left of doing. Stacking the deck against Hillary, with the FBI spying on her, NSA, blah, blah, blah. If all that had occurred, I wouldn't care how great the economy is. I would say, go get Donald Trump. That's the difference between us and them. Now, I believe most of you agree with me. You would go, man, it's such a shame that we have to get rid of a good guy, a guy that was actually doing things. He proved that it was the right, you know, he was the right man for the task, but he was too crooked. He didn't obey rule of law. We have to get rid of him. That's exactly what I would be saying. If we have the proof that we have right now on everybody I just described, I would be yelling for Trump's scalp. True. I believe most. If you're not that way, send me a note. I'd be curious. KJRadio.com or give us a call 844-551-8255. I would be curious because I know how I am. Doesn't matter how good you do. It's ill-gotten gain. You don't deserve to be there. And it would make me question everything you said to me about Hillary Clinton, which would really blow my mind. It would break my heart. I mean, I would need therapy if I had to question what I know about the Clintons. But thankfully, I don't, because what we're talking about is the other side. And so here's what you have. You have the left saying, look, this is retread of the strategy they had before. Donald Trump, he's unhinged. Hey, don't give him the button. And the people saying it are as manic, man. They're manic. They're like whirling dervish, just spinning around, going through their fits and flopping around on the ground. And you're going, whoa, whoa. And then they come out of it and they go, what? What? What happened? You go, well, you started yelling that somebody was unhinged. You went into spinning in the circles. Then you fell on the ground and started flopping around. I didn't. I did not. Oh, yeah, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, you really did. I didn't. Did anybody video it? Some millennial did. Because the rest of us would be trying to help the clown, right? The unhinged people are the people on the left. These people are crazy. They're guano crazy. Bat crap crazy is what I call them. And that's being nice about it. Unhinged. And they're backing themselves into corners because, look, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. If I were a millennial, I would look at the Democrats and go, man, these people are dangerous. They're looking for reasons for a fight when there's no reason to fight. They claim they love the country, but I see no evidence of it. Show me where you love the country. Trump talks trade. We're going to be in a trade war, man. What? We're losing the trade war? Hello? Hello? Hello, is this thing on? We're losing the trade war. How can you be $800 billion in debt and with a deficit and you think you're winning? When Trump says we're going to lower taxes, it'll be Armageddon, and they get everybody up in arms, and then it works out good, and nobody says, you know what, we were wrong. Mr. Trump, sorry, President Trump, good job. I would have been happy to do that. If Obamacare had been, whoo, man, I'm not kidding. I go to the doctor. I don't do anything. I walk in. They're like, hello, Mr. Jackson. You know, we know what the last thing you were here for. Let's go ahead and take a look at that. If they treated me like Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, man, I walk in, Mr. Jackson, do you want to still have that spicy chicken sandwich? And, of course, that chocolate chip cookie. We know you always get that cookie, Mr. I don't get that cookie anymore. I'm training. By the way, I'm down 8 pounds. 8 pounds. Kicking harder than a freaking mule. Well, not true. But hard. Real hard. But not harder than a mule. Man, I am training. I'm finally back to the point where my body's allowed it. But I'm off. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about if Obamacare worked, and I'd gone to the doctor, and they were like, oh, Mr. Deneau, don't worry about that copay, sir. Oh, no, your rates are actually lower. I would have been going, man, look, I know I don't like the single payer, and Obama did it, but I got to tell you, it's been amazing. I don't have such stories. And neither do you. An overwhelming number of people in this country suffer more under Obamacare. The left don't want to tell you that lie. They don't want to tell you. It's a lie. But Obamacare didn't help you. They don't want to let you know that. Why? Somebody explain to me why. You want to know why? Political ideology. They can't lose. If they lose, if they tell you the truth about Obamacare, they lose. I don't care. It's not about winners and losers. This is real life, and we're not. It's not to be politicized. If Obamacare sucks, which it does, tell me, and then let's move on to something else. Let's solve the problem, which is essentially what Trump's going to do. But it bugs me. All these people do, all they want to talk about, this isn't working. Trump didn't do it. Oh, it worked? Well, still, we hate him. So Trump goes around the world. He talks about NATO. What would you be mad about with somebody saying, look, there are 29 countries in NATO. Pay your bills. We pay ours. You're supposed to do 2% of your GDP in defense. You're not doing that. We're having to make it up. And in making it, we can lower our amount of defense needed if you'll do your part. Now do your part. Start paying your dues. Oh, my God. He's mad at it. NATO, NATO, NATO. What are you talking about? That's what you expect your leader to do. These people are unhinged. The unhinged crowd are them. Unhinged. We don't have time to play this other one, do we? I'll play it coming back in. Michael Brzezinski's talking about Trump. I'll tell you, there are times where and I know you feel this way. It's frustrating, and you just want to say, I feel sorry for him. In my younger self, I would have just said, man, can I just, I'm going to walk him, just smack him right in the lips. Bap, just bap. Just start the fight. I never did that. But, right now I want to. I'm so sick of going over the same stuff, the retread stuff. This is why I keep talking about, what are we going to do to solve the problem to where we're no longer waking up fighting lunacy every morning? Anybody got any answers? Because we cycle it. Recycle
it. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes, a lot of them vote in the primary, but there will be a wave the likes of which we've never seen before.
So my take is this. It's blunt, fair to say, but I've been there before, and I did it when it wasn't cool to do. And I'm going to do it again. He's not well.
That's the bottom line. There's no way anyone who knows Donald Trump but is not bought in in some way could watch him last night and not come away with a feeling that the president of the United States is completely unhinged and getting worse by the day. Perhaps the stress is really squeezing in on him. It's interesting that a former reality TV star and colleague of Trump is releasing a book with the title Unhinged. And this is a woman who knew him during his reality show days very well and then went with him to the White House. And in it, she describes a reaction to a man that she had known for over a decade who is in a state of mental decline. It's a concern that we've voiced on this show during the campaign and over the last tumultuous 18 months. Try and find someone who's not politically invested or too fearful of Donald Trump or the Republican Party, who knew the man a decade ago, who will tell you that his mental state has not deteriorated radically over the past few years or changed or come out in some way. It is transforming what we're watching.
That was Unhinged Mika Brzezinski of Morning Joe. And she was, I guess, referencing, I don't know if she was reading a clip from Omarosa's book or whatever, but wow. Again, the word unhinged. If Donald Trump has proven anything, it's that he's not unhinged. He's crafty like a cat, man. Sly like a fox. But he's not unhinged. If that's unhinged, I would hate to see Donald Trump in full, you know, without being unhinged, because this dude is working miracles. You know what? I'm not even going to go that far. The only reason why they appear to be miracles is because we're so used to dealing with government. Because they're not miracles. It's business 101. But his style gets people to come around. I will be honest. I would be using the economy in the same way that Trump is using the economy. That's what I would be doing. But, you know, I'm not the president. I don't know if I would be tweeting. I probably would be with the North Korean dictator, but I'd say things like, look, you can sit over there. It's like I tell people all the time, you can be a keyboard commando, but when the time comes to fight, one of us is not going to be running. How do I make that to where I'm not confused? Let's just put it this way. As Trump said, I got the bigger button. That's what I'd be saying. I'd say to Putin, I'd go, look, guys, you want to do business the normal way? Great. I know we're going to spy on each other. But if you do things that try to harm our economy, it's going to get ugly. So being blunt, here's what I'd put out. I'd say to Putin, look, if you got hackers that want to try to get into our systems, that's one thing. You have a government-sanctioned deal to get into our systems, it's going to be all bad. Going to cut you off. I'd be dealing with them, you know, just pretty much the same way Trump is, but a little different style. I'd leverage, just like he's done. I'd leverage the Chinese to deal with North Korea. I'd leverage Putin to deal with Syria and Iran. You know, that's why you get to pull the levers as the most powerful guy in the world. So here's Brzezinski saying he's unhinged. Tell me where. Because he actually says he actually lives up to his campaign promises. That's unhinged. No. That's living up to your campaign promises. It's unhinged that he gave a tax break to lots of corporations so that we could be competitive, and it turns out we're being more competitive. It's unhinged that he says we can bring jobs back, good jobs, and he does it. It's unhinged that he says I will lower the unemployment. It'll be good jobs, not menial jobs, not the jobs that only Mexicans want to do. It'll be good jobs for all. That, this unemployment that has women at the lowest unemployment rate in history, blacks and Latinos, the same thing. That unhinged guy, the guy that put $2 trillion back into the economy by removing onerous legislation from companies, and then they're giving bonuses to their employees and spurring the economy and economic growth. That unhinged guy, the unhinged guy that brought money back into the treasury for the first time, that gave us a surplus in trade for the first time in a decade, that unhinged guy, the unhinged guy that will stop and thank police even though they're wanting him to go with the motorcade, the guy who will stop a motorcade to go thank the fire department for the work that they do, that unhinged guy, man, what are you leftists thinking? There's no reasoning with you. I mean, I'm going to talk about you, but there's no reasoning with you. I know it's like I might as well be talking to a Wolverine. But I'm going to try because I'm just built that way. For those of you who listen to me and you wonder, Kevin, why do you fight so hard? Why do you push back so hard? Because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it for you. I'm sick of it for this nation. And we're so consumed with, oh man, I'm not even going to go into it. But okay, let me just say this real quick. There was a thing that was all, it's been going on for the better part of 4 days about Candace Owens getting kicked off of Twitter because she reversed what this girl, the Asian girl, said and put in black or Jewish or something. And they kicked off temporarily. And man, they're making a huge deal about this. I mean, just getting mad. And I'm thinking to myself, see, that's getting tweets. That's getting retweets. That's somebody looking for a reason to make the news. Look at what Twitter did to me. Twitter's kicked me off four times. Four times. Not kicked me off, but gave me a ban. Four times. Facebook has done it multiple times and actually kicked my page off. We had to beg to get our page back on. And really, is it really about me? Yeah, I mean, look, I'm one of many people that this happens to. I talk about the problem. I'm not going to make it mine. God, but here's my point. People have spent a crazy... Get Candace back, man! Don't be unfair! Okay, so we're going to change Twitter and Facebook and Google and by demanding that Candace Owens get back on Twitter. Okay, congratulations. Here's the real issue. Why don't we go do something on our own? Why don't we take our money, our time, our energy, our efforts away from Jack at Twitter, away from Zuck at Facebook, and go do something on our own, which, oh, by the way, I think I know somebody that's doing that by the name of Kevin Jackson. By the way, we're going to be rebranding Tea Party Community. Oh, it's a whole other story, but I'll get into it another time. Anyway, I'm going to go on. So they're talking about Omarosa on Michael Brzezinski saying that Trump is unhinged. And here's what this is a leftist. The Daily Beast wrote this. When Omarosa Maginot Newman, a star villain on Donald Trump's reality show The Apprentice, worked in the Trump administration, other senior staffers, even some more senior than her, than she was, feared her. And when she was ousted from the administration, and what White House officials described at the time as a ruckus, there was widespread relief that one of Trump world's most vengeful figures was no longer around. But Omarosa is, if nothing, known for second acts. And once more, she's sparking headaches inside the administration. Her new book, Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House, is being viewed as an act of petty revenge and yet another effort to profit off the Trump era by dishing damaging internal dirt, whether accurate or concocted. Now, that's from the Daily Beast. That's not from the Daily Caller, the conservative, you know, periodical or whatever you want to call it, news outlet. That's the Daily Beast. Anybody who would dare take Omarosa Maginot Newman seriously needs to have their head examined. Omarosa, she's one of these people, and I'm telling you, they're out there, and you'll know more. They're one of these people that is a publicity hound. She went to work for Trump not because she cares about what's happening in the Republic, not because she really has a genuine drive to change things in the black community. She went because it was going to feather her nest. She wouldn't even have the first idea how to do that. Because let me tell you something. In order to be a leader, people have to want to follow you. You have to have a track record of leadership. And it isn't because you hung out with Kanye. It isn't because you worked in the Trump administration. It isn't and I know people are, Kevin, you're hating on Candace. I'm not. Wish her nothing but success. But she can never lead me. It's just the truth. No issue with her. Go lead the ones that want to be led by you. She can never lead me. I am a warrior. And for the people that are out there that know what I'm talking about, they understand exactly why. It isn't animus. It's a fact. I will not be led by people who don't know how to lead.
I'm a good follower. If you're a good leader, I would follow Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.